And the comment was, well, per JD and Los beef or tension, whatever they titled it, I noticed that Los doesn't follow JD on Instagram anymore. Mm-hmm. So I was like, huh? Eh, whatever. And again, I kept scrolling, saw a couple more. So I get off of YouTube. I go
Why
to
are
IG.
You staring at me like that?
Don't. You pulled a Drake on Kanye real quick or what?
I haven't been following JD for a long time.
Well, hold on, Herod. It gets better. So I was like, oh, let me go see. So I went to IG. Nope. Shay's in the other room. I'm like, babe, ain't this a bitch? Los don't follow me on IG. I thought I was the petty one. And she goes, what? Oh, my God. He unfollowed me, too. Damn.
Los disowned the whole family.
Interesting.
Don't I give you that rush? Keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. Be living on the edge tonight. I told her lay down, we can make a movie now. This ain't audition, you tripping over your lines now. I flip the script, I be flipping you on your side now. I got a rollie, your role is to take the time now. I got you dripping in a Tesla, you fucking up all the leather. I just checked, I got a checker, we fucking it up together. Don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. I can't help but flex it off. I can't wait to break you off. I'm the only one to make you feel like you can have it all. Don't lie.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Lovers and Brothers. Enjoy the podcast. This is Enjoy the Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Enjoy the Podcast. As you are probably aware, this is not something we usually do, but we are starting to do it now. So when you listen, you will be getting a little extra, you know, tings, a little bit of direct to you interaction, so to speak, from Jared, JD, and myself. And we're kicking it off today with me, I think. Jared might have done one too. I don't know, but I'm doing my part now. So here I am. So today we're talking about how far is too far in relation to a certain TV show that you guys all love so much. Insecure is the name of the show. You guys all love Insecure. I have only seen one episode. I don't know anything about it, but y'all love it. And there was a episode, I guess, recently where somebody got pregnant and somebody else didn't get pregnant and a relationship was compromised as a result. We're going to get into that, but I'll just be, look, let's just call a spade a spade. That is not the part that you're going to be the most interested in. The part that you're going to be the most interested in is the revelation that a lot of you have been hinting at for a while. And today you got that confirmation. All right, look, JD and I do not like each other. You guys are correct. You were right. You called it. And yeah, today you saw a little bit of the history behind that, why it is what it is. And yeah, you know, I don't want to get into too much detail yet because I'm sure it's going to be discussed eventually. But suffice to say, he made a move that I did not respect and it compromised the relationship. And you've probably been seeing the fallout of that since then. Now, that said, it's not a problem for the podcast, and I don't think it's a problem for either one of us. And I'll tell you why. And it may be hard to wrap your head around it, but if you've ever played sports or if you've been in the military, you will be able to probably follow me on this. I look at JD as, I guess, probably the way Kobe looked at Shaq. I know that JD is good at what he does. I know that JD brings something to this podcast that I don't bring. And I know that it's something that helps us succeed as a unit. So because of that, it is very easy for me to work with somebody, so to speak, that I have no interest in being friends with. And to be even more frank, I really just don't get along with outside of here. Same to say, I guess, if you're in the military or, again, with the sports analogy, as long as I know that you're going to show up when I need you to show up, I can deal with things that aren't really that big of a deal, at least in a day-to-day basis, because I don't have to deal with you. I guess it's not as big of a deal. So yeah, while it may seem hard to you, because I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, if I don't like somebody, I'm not going to work with them. I get that. And you're completely right to feel like that. And I don't blame you. I'm sure that there's times that I felt like that as well. But this is something that's bigger than I think any of us could imagine it would be or could be. And because of that, it's very easy to put aside my personal feelings and deal with my professional ones. So that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. For those of you who have been just, you know, adamant that we don't like each other and this may come as vindication for you, I'm sure you're relieved somewhat. And I don't know, maybe happy. I don't know how this is going to make people feel, but it is what it is. Just know that we're good. It's not an ongoing problem where Buddy and I are going to come to blows on the podcast. In fact, I think this revelation publicly and admitting it openly is probably going to make for a better podcast moving forward. So hopefully you guys enjoy this episode and we will see you again soon in the future. Or no, you'll hear us again soon in the future. Yeah, so there you go. Cool. I'm out.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Jared Brady. I got Lovely Los next to me. And we, of course, we got JD in the house.
Yes.
Finally back, second round again.
Good to be back.
Yeah, you finally here, man. Finally here.
I leave tomorrow, but I'm here now.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we're filming at night. Because the boy is leaving us again. But he'll be back next week.
That's right.
So listen, guys, we've been, you know, trying to switch some things up around here, trying to do some more content, give people a little bit more for their watch time, I guess. I was going to say bang for their buck, but they're not paying for anything yet.
That's true.
So we have a few competitions starting here.
Yes, we do.
Every week we're going to have the audience vote on our Instagram. Eventually it will be somewhere else while we're working out that kink. But right now, it's going to be on our Instagram. You will be able to vote who did you agree with the most on that episode. Mm-hmm. And after 10 episodes, the one who has the most votes wins the pot. Mm-hmm. Now.
What type of pot?
Money pot.
Oh, that type of pot.
We all have to drop in $20. Mm-hmm. Total of $120 each. Mm-hmm. Now, where it gets really great is we will be giving a portion of that pot to one lucky listener.
So you can have some weed with us.
No, it's going to be money.
Oh, money, that's right.
Yeah, money. Money with us. Yeah,
my bad.
I'm sure Los can give you some weed, though.
I'm not giving you any weed. You might be a minor. That would be illegal.
So the first episode that we did this on was last week.
Yes.
Yep.
And I knew for sure I wasn't going to win.
I knew I wasn't going to win.
Why did you know that?
I just had a feeling.
You knew you was going to win, huh?
No, I didn't even know we were voting. So
get the fuck out of here.
I swear, man, we talked about this. I legit, I did not know we were voting on this week's episode, but survey says.
Yes, the survey says.
Team JD.
Mm.
Oh, I literally just got another one. shout out to Team JD.
All right, so, well, you got one vote.
We're on the board.
Let's all put our money in this pot here.
I'm putting all of it up right now, right? The whole 120?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
So we don't have to do this every week.
I have mine in my stash pocket here.
Pass the collections. Pass the collections.
No cheating.
Damn it.
Team JD, we got one. Let's get it.
All right.
So, last week we debuted one of our favorite segments of the times, the Peanut Gallery. I think it's time for us to get into the Peanut Gallery right now. Peanut Gallery.
Oh, you're playing that music again? Okay.
And it's staying. Two against one.
It's not staying. Well, actually, I guess we could call it three against one because Bree Bree says, Los, I like the Peanut Gallery music. Keep it, y'all. It's not
staying. Bree
Bree. It's not happening. Oh, damn. I don't know why, but I wasn't expecting y'all to actually play my message. That's really cool, but I'm not Jamaican. I'm Trinidadian, but it's fine. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, because there's a lot of people very angry with me right now because I miss, what would that be? Miss nationed you?
Yeah, you got the accent wrong.
I miscountried you. And somebody was very upset. They're like, if you don't know, just say that Caribbean. It was in the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have the finely tuned Caribbean dialect ears that everybody else that watches this podcast does, apparently.
But you weren't the only one. No, I think we all did.
Jamaican. I think JD and Los low-key cannot, all capital letters, not stand each other. And it's going to end with Herod having to pick. I'm not going to correct your punctuation or your grammar, just so you know. So you better...
Herod.
Better have it right. Herod?
That's new.
Herod, what do you think about that?
Let's ask the $1 million question. Do you guys hate each other?
No, I don't think we hate each other at all.
No, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But I do want to add to the peanut gallery. Mm. One of the comments that I kept seeing, but not on this episode. Is this from today's episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, this out. It is?
Yeah.
Okay. The Halloween episode.
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought you guys were going.
Mm. No, we didn't even touch that one yet.
We didn't touch that one.
Oh, well, let's touch it.
I mean, that one's all Peanut Gallery, I'm sure.
Well, let's touch it.
What you got? What did you see in that one?
So, going through the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And, I went through them, too.
I saw a couple that came in that I was like, huh? No, whatever, I'll keep scrolling. And I saw another one. I'm like, same thing. Interesting. And the comment was, well... Per JD and Los B for tension, whatever they titled it, I noticed that Los doesn't follow JD on Instagram anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, huh? Whatever. And again, I kept scrolling, saw a couple more. So I get off of YouTube. I go
Why
to
are
IG.
You staring at me like that?
You pulled a Drake on Kanye real quick or what?
I haven't been following JD for a long time.
Well, hold on, Herod. It gets better. So I was like, let me go see. So I went to IG. Nope. Shay's in the other room. I'm like, babe, ain't this a bitch? Los unfollowed me on IG. I thought I was the petty one. And she goes, what? Oh, my God. He unfollowed me, too. Damn.
Los disowned the whole family.
Interesting.
Yep.
So that's what I thought you were going with the peanut gallery.
Well, what I did, I mean,
but that was a separate little content video, I guess.
Remember a long time ago when you guys were like comparing each other's skin?
Oh,
and there was a bunch of comments that was like, I could never do that with my friend. We would end up fighting.
Oh.
And I guess it's like a thing that I notice a lot of male friends, how they like connect is they like jab at each other, they roast each other, they shoot shots.
I think even if you're not friends with guys, this is what guys do. We talk shit to each other.
And your friend group is heavy in that.
Oh, we're savages.
You guys say some really ruthless things to each other.
We say personal mean things to
each
other.
You guys
say things that we should fight over.
So that was something that I did take away from when I saw that. I was like, oh, I don't know if women are accustomed to that type of interactment. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong.
Well, do you think I was making fun of you, Los, for Halloween?
I thought that was great. Did you enjoyed every moment of it.
Did you think I was making fun of Los?
I didn't feel like it was from I didn't feel like you were like, oh, I'm gonna fucking make him hurt with it. Like, oh, no, I thought it was just good.
I was in
good fun
in
character. Yeah. I did see that a lot.
Even if you were making fun of Los, is that a bad thing?
I mean, I could see how they could.
I grew up like in that type with my male friends. We made fun of each other. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Los and I's relationship off camera is making fun of each other. Yeah. And so I do that with people that I'm very close with. So I don't think making fun of each other. I mean,
I think that's the difference, though, because Los and I aren't close.
How did you feel when you found out Los didn't follow you?
I was surprised.
Was it like a little like?
Because I know, like, I used to be really petty with shit like that. And I know, like, what it takes for me to go to someone's page. Because now you could just, like, mute someone. Yeah. Right? Because
you couldn't when I unfollowed y'all.
Really? The muting thing has been for a long time.
It's been since I've known
you. I didn't know about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I didn't want to. Because you know how, like, this, I don't know if y'all, again, this is something that if y'all bring it up, we're probably going to have to cut it out. But this all comes back to when the play for the 5%. That's when I unfollowed
y'all. Yeah. So, go out of the way and unfollow someone, it takes a lot. Whereas the algorithms is trash, right, on IG. So if I have someone I follow and they post way more than they have followers, it's going to mess up my feed. So I'll just mute them. So I get everyone else's feed, right? I won't unfollow them. So anyways, me and Shay were just laughing like, damn, like you got to go out of your way nowadays to unfollow people. And again,
not
like
really. I mean, it's on the timeline. It's just two clicks.
Yeah.
Go to your profile. Two clicks. It used to be one.
And he's tagged with you often.
Yeah.
I could see. And I know.
I didn't want to see your page. I didn't want to see. At that moment, I hated you. Yeah. I didn't want nothing to do with you. Like, outside the podcast. But I was fine working with you, but I was like, I don't want to see him. I don't want to see his wife. I don't want to see his posts.
Well, it also, like, and this is what I thought of too, like, it would be weird if you followed Shay and not me.
Yeah, no.
But the Shay thing was just like, damn, what did I do? You know? Well, and I was like,
well, you just didn't want to
see association. It would be weird. Yeah. So if I followed you and I followed your wife, yeah, then that's on some like, all right, now we're into some weird territory.
It's different. It's different. What the fuck?
That's like, all right, now we have an issue.
Yeah.
But there's no issue, right?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't say there's a new issue. It's the same issue. We just never talked about it.
Yeah.
Since. So not new.
All right. It is another sponsor time. And today we got a special, special sponsor because it's for the ladies.
It is for the ladies.
Well, it could be for the mans,
I like some of the things.
You like some of the stuff?
I mean, some of the stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of pretty good. I used it.
So today's podcast is sponsored by Thrive Cosmetics. They are a makeup and beauty line that has standards.
You're right, Jared. They absolutely do have standards. You know why?
Tell me more.
You have to have standards when you make a 100% cruelty-free, vegan, high-performance makeup that does not contain parabens or sulfates.
Ooh. Oh, and they're skin-loving products.
Skin-loving products.
They not only are going to highlight your best features, and you got nice features, Lux.
Thanks, man. You do, too.
Thank you. Thank you. But they're also going to make your skin better and healthier.
Wow.
What kind of stuff is that?
Magic.
Magic. They also have a bold mission.
Ooh, just like the liquid lash extension mascara.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Bigger Than Beauty because every product that you purchase with Thrive, they have made a promise to donate to a nonprofit that is helping women.
Help yourself be beautiful and you help women. Everybody wins.
Sounds great to me. Yeah. So, Los, you tried this product here, huh?
Well, Jared, I tried the Brightening Sleep Mask. And as you can see,
I was going to say, you're looking pretty looking woke pretty right bright. Now.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, too, while we're at it.
Oh, what's about to happen?
I got a little bit of this eye lifting cream here.
Ooh, lift them eyes, Los.
Some nice packaging. This is a nice bottle.
Lift them eyes.
I put way too much on my finger, I think. Probably should have read the directions. I'm assuming I'm doing this right. Using your ring finger. I'm using my pointer. No!
So if you want to have beautiful, lifted, wonderful, big, luscious eyes like Los, you got to get this eye lifting cream. But when you're getting that eye lifting cream, you got to combine it with the liquid lash extension mascara.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you the only do. Way you'll get eyes like Los is with the extension lash.
Because you see these lashes, baby. Catch up.
But no, not only is it a great product, but the people agree because it's their top seller.
It is, and it's award-winning.
Award-winning.
Yes.
I might try some myself.
And you know, they have tons of other great products as well. They do not use any toxic ingredients, vegan, 100% cruelty-free, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin.
What?
Yeah, no, bro, I gotta say, I really like everything this company's doing.
Me too.
I like what they stand for, and I like that they're giving a little bit back to you know, the community and trying to help out people that are in need of a helping hand.
Yeah.
And since they like to help people, we like to help people too.
Yes,
we like
do.
To help people save a little money. Around.
Yes, we you know, do. A little yes, money in your pocket. Yeah, yeah.
So, head on over to Thrive Cosmetics. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS, cosmetics.com/enjoy. You'll get 15% off your first order.
15% off. That's thrivecosmetics.com/enjoy. And you get 15% off. One more time, Los. Thrive Cosmetics.
Which part am I at? Spell it out again.
That's thrivecosmetics.com/enjoy. And get 15% off.
15% off, 15, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Save you some money.
Now get back to the episode, because that's what you're really here for.
Here we go. Oh, we both went to the same.
Because even someone was like, something about like the vacation thing for a month or whatever. And I was like, I quoted Los. Like, that's what he said. I quoted what he said. The other thing was, you know, Los, you would say stuff like some of us do, you know, like you would say shit like that. So there was
everything you did was in good taste and on point.
I think the ones who had already.
I think there was what they were getting at from where I'm outside looking in. From what I think that they were getting at was that the jokes that you brought up were tailored to you. So they felt like you were hurt by Los saying those things.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
If someone is keeping track of my vacation time, not to say Los was, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm it's my life.
Yeah.
This is my life. You decide yours, right?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I earned my shit. But
yeah.
But that was the only thing. But I was like, that was a direct quote. But I was going to say, I think the people who really honed in on like whatever had already peeped it from before, and I think this was like their validation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It made them feel like I knew it. You know, I couldn't put my finger on it, but I get it now, you know. But at the end of the day too, like how I chalked it up, like Los, you said you don't follow me after that meeting. I chalked it up like you don't have to like everyone you work with.
Mm.
I'm gonna keep it professional. Yeah, I'm a professional.
And it hasn't stopped. That what happened where you guys
I think it made it better for us. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off.
Oh no, all I was saying was like the thing that there's the centerpiece that where the issue started happened so long ago that and it's never stopped you guys from doing good episodes.
I actually think it made it easier for at least for me, it made it easier for me to disagree with you. Because at that point I was like, well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not gonna try to go out of my way to not disagree with JD or to like align myself with what he's saying or anything. Mm-hmm. Because at that point I was like, well, fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, not like we can't keep doing this. But as far as like on a personal level, I was like, well, fuck it then.
Is there, and then we can move past it, but is there any desire on either side to amend and to be cool or
I mean,
be
cool.
more than coworkers?
No, I'm good where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I as much as that meeting put a damper on things, I guess, for lack of a better term, I see changes in you, Los. And I've said that to you multiple times, not even just on Enjoy, but on Dose of Los. So and I never disliked you. I could see how you could take the outcome of it.
Thought it was a like thing. I never looked at it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was just like a professional thing. But I don't know. I mean, and this is not even to you, Los. If you guys ask me this question about anyone new into my life, I think I'd be like, I'm good. Like, I'm good with the people that I have. You know, even like when I met you, it was kind of like, Jay, super cool. Like, oh, you want me to come back? Okay, cool. Let's work it out. And even when we were like filming, I didn't think like this would be the friendship that it's become.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought, but I guess I just didn't really think that. But I was like, I'm thankful to say that who I have in my life, like, I'll put my team up against anybody. Like, I'm good, you know? So, but yeah, and that's the thing is, when I was reading those comments, I was like, people, you know, the unfollow thing threw me off. It makes sense now. I didn't know it was from that long.
Not anything new. That's been...
Yeah.
Like, how awesome is that? Is that we speak to these people, they don't know us, and they read into our mannerisms, our micro expressions, our subtle things. They read back to older episodes. That's a dope place to be.
You
know what I mean? Like, that we have attention. We have grasped their attention to the point where they're able to be like, no, actually, I know JD from all of his speaking, and I know that he is feeling this way. When he said this, he said that. Even if it's not true, it's just really crazy that you have an audience now that is so invested in you that they're going to read into things that you never even said.
And again, they were right about the tension, for sure. But I took the Halloween thing, and I, for the record...
But I don't think there's been tension since... I think there was tension maybe... for a couple of weeks on my side. I don't know about for you, but after that meeting, there was probably like two or three episodes after where there was legit tension that you could probably see. But after that, I wasn't holding tension anymore. So if they are saying recently that there's tension, that to me is like that. I don't.
So, the last time I felt like, damn, like we're still a long ways to go was the vulnerability conversation. That it's not even out, right? Shan took a piece of it.
Yeah, took a piece of it, but it's not out.
But it's not out.
That's not gonna come out on our YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
End of story.
To you,
nigga.
To you.
Now I'm saying nigga.
You don't have to though,
because you won't.
There's a lot of words you can use in the urban dictionary.
I literally just asked if I can finish. Aside
from that word,
you can finish, and you cut me off 13 seconds.
You said you were done. You stopped talking.
I didn't. You won't stop talking is the problem.
Okay.
Just shut up for 10 seconds, bro. Please.
All right, don't tell me to shut up, but what I'm going to say
stop talking for 10 seconds. Is that better?
Let me know when I can talk.
Perfect. I'll do that.
Please do.
You got to pay
Patreon.
For that.
Patreon.
Yeah, so, but I remember, like, in that moment, like, I was hot. Internally, I was hot. So I was like, okay, there's still tension. That's fine. But again, I think, you know, the whole Halloween thing, I was going to say for the record, like before we even rolled, I was like, full disclaimer, nobody get offended. Obviously, especially you, Los, but like, I'm in character. I'm method acting. This is not, there's no personal shots.
Yeah, I don't think Los took it personal.
I'm just going to be Los.
Not at all.
So,
I think at this point we have a great working relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, we sat here the other day together for
can you guys hug right
an
now?
Hour and a half. We don't need a hug, but we just sat here the other day for like almost 2 hours and shot
shake
stuff
hands.
Together.
Yeah.
Collaborated on ideas, bounced stuff back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, yeah. We're,
what about a handshake?
We're good.
Bro,
what about a hug?
We're doing this to appease your fucking...
Just a nice hug.
We're good. We're fine. We're fine.
Can I get a hug?
No. Nobody's getting hugs this episode.
You don't get a hug, Harry.
Nobody's getting hugs.
Hug it out.
Hug yourself.
Speaking of seeing so much more that may actually be there. So, no secret. I love Insecure. And it's getting deep. Again, I said this on the Instagram story. If you are not caught up with Insecure, this is your moment.
No,
stop.
They teased this in the first season or the last season.
Some people are really far back, dog.
I'm so far back.
But if you're not caught up on the last season,
I mean, I hear you.
You obviously don't give a fuck about the show.
Okay.
Well, spoiler alert. If you haven't caught up, then you're about to have it ruined. Okay. If you have, we're good.
Exactly.
You go for it.
Thank you. The end of season 4 was Lawrence finding out that Condola was pregnant.
By Condola.
Yeah. Well, so they had conceived and Condola was pregnant. Lawrence kind of gave like, or he might even said, are you going to keep it? But he definitely insinuated like, and she's like, I'm going to keep it, but you don't have to be in this. Just so you know, I'm good either way. I just want to let you know I'm keeping it. And obviously I'm pregnant. So if you don't watch Insecure, here you go. Actually, sorry, I got one more piece of context. Issa, the main character, obviously, and Lawrence have a very historic past. They were together for 5 years. I think at one point Lawrence looked for rings. They lived together. This was supposed to be the end-all, be-all. Issa cheated.
Mm.
They broke up. I think they never said in the show, but I think there was like a year, year and a half, maybe 2 years of a gap, and they were dating other people, et cetera, et cetera. Hence, Lawrence dating this woman, Condola, and gets her pregnant.
It's a weird name. Every time I hear it, I think Condola.
It is weird. And speaking of, like, hives and, like, teams and stuff, bless Condola's heart, the real actress.
Hated her, don't they?
Hated
her. It's not
her
fault they weren't together.
No, but just she was the other. It was just, well, she wasn't the other woman, together. But it was just like
how she the other woman when there was no other woman.
There wasn't, they weren't together. But everyone wanted Ethan Lawrence. And she was like in the way.
I wonder, yeah, the villain of the show.
She's the villain of the show.
Yeah.
So
it's messed up.
Ethan Lawrence decide to this before Lawrence found out that Condola's pregnant. Ethan Lawrence decide to work it out again. All the fans are like, okay, this is this. We've been wanting this whole entire show. Here we go. And then Lawrence comes to Issa and says, Condola wanted to talk last night. Mm. She's pregnant. Mm. Now, at this point, I think, again, not real facts. They didn't show it in the show. But I think Issa and Lawrence had been trying, not even trying. They were back together for like 2 or 3 months. Obviously not that long because Condola found out she's pregnant, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
And Lawrence literally went from Condola to Issa. I think there was like a quick week, maybe. So the whole thing is, yeah,
man moves quick.
He moves quick. So the whole premise of what we're going to be talking about today is, for lack of a better term, deal breakers. Or long time ago, I can't go for that. So before we give our take, all right, yeah, everybody headphone up. Before we give our take, the audience came through again. And I got to give it to the audience because they were like quick today. This was like a couple hours they had notice. So we appreciate y'all for chiming in.
Yeah.
And
Los really likes the voice notes.
This is what everyone.
You know what? I like them the way they are structured now because it's like not somebody rambling on for 15 minutes. It's just quick. We got their point. Next person. It's beautiful now. Such a great segment. Lauren, is Lauren helping us with these?
Yeah.
Lauren.
Oh, is she chopping them up?
No.
Okay, Jared, great job. Lauren, also great job. Jared, also great job. Great job, team. Way to go. Now, this is some music right here. This is music. Come on, man.
I think Issa and Lawrence should both mutually agree to separate. I think Issa should separate just because pursuing a relationship with someone who's having, you know, a kid with another woman, it's just very complicated.
I don't blame Lawrence for what happened. Things happen and he was on a break with Issa, but that is a deal breaker for me because I just don't see that for my life. Like, I don't want to be a stepmom at this age when I'm younger and, like, I don't know.
I would honestly say it would have to depend on the relationship he plans to have with the mother of his child. Is she okay knowing that they're not going to be a family, like, as in together? Of course, they're going to always be family because they have a child together. But is she okay with that? Does she know that me and him are back together? Is she okay with co-parenting and not bringing all of the drama that comes along with it? Because that would be the problem. A child is going to be there forever. So you're going to always have this attachment with this woman.
Hello, enjoy the podcast. I just want to say that I truly enjoy you guys so much. And you get me
to the point
every time there's an upload. So thank you so much. But in regards to this scenario, I just have to say that I think it's just easy to just be like, you know what? If I was Issa, I have no strings attached to Lawrence now, so I could just move on and do my life and, you know, just forget everything. But obviously, I think that because soul ties have been, are there, and, you know, she was with him for so long, I think it's very hard to just forget that love.
I don't think that I would be able to stay with them purely for selfish reasons because I would want to be the first person they have a kid with.
Having a baby by someone else is definitely a deal breaker for me. If I was Issa from Insecure, I would definitely be walking away from that relationship. Because at this point, I would feel like I was the third wheel. Like, I was the one no longer
fourth wheel. That baby's there too.
In that equation.
Though, here's the thing. Here's
good stuff. Good stuff from the audience.
Yeah, great voices.
Good job.
Do we end with it too?
Can.
Yeah,
and thank you again for your voice note submissions. Great voices. Lovely to hear it.
It's awesome. It's great music. The best part about segment is the music, actually.
Yeah, you like it?
I like the music.
You know what's crazy about the whole situation, JD and Los? One person. What?
I was saying, what is that? What is the craziest thing?
It was weird. You like call us by our names as if we weren't here.
Like JD and Los?
Well, I was doing that for the audio listeners.
Oh, okay.
So, there's something we don't ever do.
Yeah.
Poor bastards. Poor bastards. We never clean that up or you never know who we're talking about.
But no, what I was saying, what's so interesting about the whole thing is this, right?
Hmm.
There was not one person that said that we'd be down.
Stay.
No.
But it happens.
It does.
Yeah, you know, but
I don't think that's the norm.
So people we know said they would stay. Who? No one in the audience.
Wait, who?
I had this whole conversation with Shay. Before I even brought it to you guys, I ran through it with Shay. Like, I paused.
Shay said she would be down?
I paused the episode, and I was like, babe, what you, you know what I mean? Like, what would you do? I asked Shan right now.
And Shan said she would be down?
It's easier for a woman in this situation, though.
These are all women.
It's true, but I do think it was easier for a woman to stay than a man. Because a man, because a woman, you don't necessarily have to deal with that kid
every
a day-to-day basis. Yeah. Whereas a man, I would have to deal with your child most likely every day.
Every day, yeah.
Explain that to me.
All right, so a mother, 9 times out of 10, a single parent is usually the mom ends up with the kid, right? Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah.
So if the girl that you're with, y'all break up and she has a kid with somebody while you're on a break, when y'all get back together, most likely she's going to have that child. You're going to have to deal with that child being a part of y'all's life together on a daily basis. Whereas a woman, if you had a child with a woman while you and Shan were on a break, and then y'all got back together, well, more than likely you're not going to have the child on a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
She's going to have the child.
Okay.
So it's easier, I think, for a woman to accept this and do it than it is a man, because we're going to have to deal with the consequences of her actions on a day to day.
Oh, man. The holidays are coming.
They are.
That means some gifts are going to be sending.
They will be.
And it's going to be crazy.
Glad I don't work at the post office.
But ShipStation makes it a lot easier.
Pissing me off. Merry Christmas.
Listen, guys, if you're selling anything online, make this time the easiest time of the year by using ShipStation.
That's right, Jerry. Between growing your business, managing inventory, and getting your orders out, you got a lot going on this holiday season. So make it easier on yourself and use ShipStation.
That's what I'm saying. Man, my favorite part about ShipStation is the amount of money you save.
I like saving money.
Figuring out the best way to ship things, especially large orders, is the most frustrating, annoying thing to do in the world.
Yeah.
I actually hate it.
Yeah.
But ShipStation can make this so much quicker, so much easier, so much faster. It's like the way to go. And we just got some merch in. Easily import orders from any sales channel, automate just about any shipping task, spend less time sorting through orders and more time doing what you do best. ShipStation integrates all selling channels into one simple dashboard, so you can seamlessly connect carriers, print shipping labels, and get products out the door fast.
That's right. Over 100,000 sellers use ShipStation.
What?
Actually, so that'd be over 100,001 because we're about to join that army of ShipStationers.
Yes, we are.
And ShipStation also works with all major carriers, and they get you exclusive discounts with UPS and the Postal Service, aka the USPS. So, you know, use ShipStation and you get the same pricing that Fortune 500 companies get, except you're not a Fortune 500 company.
The benefits of relationships without having the relationship.
That's right.
You know a lot about that, don't
you? Shut the hell up.
It's never too late to get prepared for the holiday rush.
Or too early.
So start now.
That's right.
With ShipStation. And plus, our listeners get a really dope promo code.
Oh, that's nice.
Use the promo code ENJOY.
Yeah.
And get 60 days.
2 months?
2 months
We get 2 months of free ShipStation?
Free ShipStation just in time for the holidays.
Oh, that's perfect. We're definitely going to use our own promo code.
Yes, we are.
We're going to take our 2 months for free. Thank you very much, ShipStation.
Promo code ENJOY.
That's right.
And enjoy your 2 months of free shipping.
So that's right. Just go to ShipStation.com.
ShipStation.com.
Click on the little microphone up in the right-hand corner.
Click on the little microphone.
Type in ENJOY.
Type in ENJOY.
Get you 2 months for free.
2 months.
And make ship happen.
And make ship happen.
That's right.
Well, let's get back to the episode. Do you think the love between each other is what makes them say, yes, I can do this?
So
because they're not actually in those scenarios. All of our mm-hmm. voice notes were people yeah. who were thinking of it hypothetically.
Right. Yeah.
So logically, they're like, fuck no.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the real life example of me and Shay. So Shay said, I find it so difficult to find once you build this beautiful connection with someone and this amazing bond and you're like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. It's really hard to find that again. So yeah. if there are random curveballs thrown in, I'm more or less, this is Shay saying, like,
I can handle it.
We got to figure it out. But I think I would stay. And I was like, what?
Oh.
But to Losa's point, and this is something I've said since I became since my daughter's mom and I split up.
Yeah.
I've always had this, it doesn't sit well with me within myself because it's a total contradiction. But as much as when I was dating women, I asked them to be a part of my daughter's life, I had a thing where I was like, I know I couldn't date someone who had a child. All because of what Los said. I've been saying that since I was 22 years old. Like, I know myself. I'm not a full-time stepdad guy. Mm. You know, you're a part, and I've told this to the women I've dated who've met my daughter, you are a part-time stepmom. Yes, you're obviously involved in her life 24/7 in theory, but in actuality, physically, I get my daughter every other weekend.
Yeah.
That's our time to shine, really. Mm. So it's not easier. There's no harder, easier, whatever. I'm not going to go that route, but it is the situation to Losa's point. So I think for Shay saying, like, I think I could do it, in her mind, she's like, I've already done it. Not that you stepped out
Different, though. Yeah.
We get that. It's gonna feel different if it's a situation that was paused, so to speak, and then resumed.
I'm on your side. I kept looking at her, and then my niece came in, her boyfriend's in town. I'm like, sit down, we gotta have this whole panel.
Because sit down, Junior.
I gotta figure this out.
What did she say? What did your niece say?
So who said right now between you guys that it was easier for women?
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's easier for them.
My niece and Shay were team, I'll stick it out.
Yeah.
Me and my niece's guy were like, nope.
Yeah,
and so then we got like, is it a male thing, is it a women thing? But to your point, Jay, like I told Shay, I'm like, honey, it's easier for me to say, hi, I'm Justin. I'm a father.
Right.
Nice to meet you. Then we have what we have. We split up. We come back. Hey, I got her pregnant.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Because I think that if a woman heard, hey, hi, I'm JD, I'm a single dad, I have my child full time, then they're going to feel a little bit more like we do when we hear that.
And be
Well, not only that, but you know, daddies are sexy to other women.
I think they're sexy online, have to deal with that kid.
No, because
that's a real thing.
Daddies are, because when they see man being a good father.
Right, yeah, there's something there to that, for
something
sure.
Something that is very turned, like they get turned on by
it's
that.
It's like a man walking a puppy.
Yeah.
I get that,
you know
for
what
sure.
you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
No, I mean, you're not wrong about that at all. I do think that, again, though, it's kind of like, online and, you know, it's easy to say, oh, dad, yay. But then, like, when you meet me and it turns out that my kid's a complete pain in the ass and you don't like my child.
Yeah, the actual function of it.
But if the dad is trying his hardest with that pain in the ass child, then woman still is like, but he's still, look at his patience.
Oh, yeah, no, they're still going to think that you're great, but then they're just not going to date you. Because they're like, damn, that kid is such a pain in the ass.
And you're talking about one who's been single as, you know, as a father dating.
Yeah, but neither one of y'all have been full-time dads dating.
No.
But
JD has.
No,
not full-time. No, I mean full-time, like, he was
custody.
The primary caregiver.
Oh, okay.
Custody, exactly. Yeah.
But no, so, like, Shay and my niece were, like,
team
I'll stick it out. And I'm like,
team make it work.
I don't see a world where, and I love the honesty of the audience. It's like selfish. One woman said, selfishly.
I didn't think that's selfish.
I
Is that selfish?
It's not selfless.
Selfish.
So it's not selfish. So it might be selfish.
It's the one. Yeah. It's the one case where being selfish is okay.
And I'm not mad at it because again, I get it. I understand.
It's like, your life.
We all know our boundaries. We all know what we can and cannot do. And here's the thing that I will say, and I wanted to bring this up to Shay and my niece, but I was like, it's getting late. Maybe we shouldn't. But I wanted to say, like,
I've had you here for 3 hours. No, I won't let you leave.
We had dinner. We were on dessert. Now we're like, I might be hungry again. Yeah. Like, we're still going. But my whole thing was, the idea is fun.
Yeah.
For Shay and my niece.
To them,
it's a romantic idea. Nothing can break our bond.
The idea is easier to fantasize about because it's not the reality. Yeah. You're not Issa. Yeah. Right? My niece was not Issa. So the idea to think, yeah, I mean, and if you had a good relationship, it's like, nah, look, that the idea is fun with that stuff. So it's like the reality is I'm raising someone else's child with them. And I just got back with you 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, 2 months after we found this out.
Not only that, dude, I'm going to tell you, man, and you can attest to this too. A woman who is pregnant, you as the father are going to start to have instincts and you're going to want to be there
for sure,
helping her through that pregnancy. There's a bond that is going to be happening between you and this pregnant woman. Even if you really want to be with the other girl.
Doc, I'll take it a step further. Even if you don't like even the if future you mother don't or child, like, it's an it doesn't instinct. Matter. Yeah.
It's something in you. At least I felt that. And it's one of those things where it's like your brain oxytocin, everything that's coming off of this woman right now is totally being manipulated. There is nothing that this other woman that you're trying to build with, the bond that you're creating like without your actual intention of building with this woman that's pregnant with your child, the bond that is happening between the two of you of that experience, there's nothing that this other woman that you want to build with will ever be able to compare to.
And that's where I think it's a problem, right? Because the idea is fun to skip past that step.
Yeah, they don't think about that.
They don't think about that at all. And the other thing, I love that one of the audience chimed in and said, there's a lot of women, I think, and from what I've learned, in fact, my most serious relationship after Shay, her whole thing was like, when she found out I was a father, because this was before Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. So I had the old school privilege of telling her when I wanted to kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Wait, so when you first met Shay, she didn't know
No. One of my exes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This is like, wait, you're talking 09.
Oh, okay.
So before IG, she didn't know I was a father. Yeah. My daughter was 2 at this time.
Yeah.
So I was able to take my time and pace it out to be like, okay, now I'm ready to not only tell you, but then you can meet whatever.
Yeah.
So I remember when she found out, you can't fake the funk.
Yeah. She was like, oh.
It was like, because she was a woman, and she would say this, and it's not, you know, any false news, but she was a very, like, I want our child to be your first. I want our marriage to be your first. I want us, even moving in together as a couple, to be your first time and my first. It was very first. So the fact that you took away the child thing.
That's a deep one.
I know from that, and I guess I should have known, but 5 years later, that was like, there was no coming back from that.
Yeah. Even you guys lasted for another five years.
Yeah, wow. Well, that was like, I think I told her after like 2 months of dating, right?
That's kind of a long time to wait to.
No, well, I wanted to feel it out, right? Like when you're dating, I was like, I don't know.
How old were you? You were younger, right?
Oh my God, I was 22.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
I was 22.
I don't think that's crazy. You think that's crazy?
2 months? Yeah. For me to find out crazy? You have a kid?
Am I tripping?
Well, yeah, we were dating. We were dating.
You were dating?
Yeah.
Like
I'll see you a couple times, maybe once, twice a week. Yeah.
And I don't know you have a kid for 2 months? Y'all think that's normal?
Is that crazy? That's crazy.
I didn't think it was. I thought it was more like, I needed to.
Nah, y'all tripping.
Oh, maybe. Like
that type of thing, 2 months?
Yeah, maybe that's crazy.
What else are you not telling me about?
I think you're 22 years old. I don't even know if I want to be with you like that.
And that was the thing.
But you've been dating for two. 2 months? See, I don't know.
Man, the things that I pulled at 22 were not as bad as
that.
Yeah,
but that's something.
I mean, they were worse than that is what I really meant to say.
Maybe I'm out.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it, Los, it seems like, old. This is a 37-year-old hindsight. You know what I'm saying? Like, to Jared's point, 22, like.
Would I, at 22, you know, I don't know what I would have said then. I can't even
Well, I can tell you, at 22, it's not a good look to be a father and not be with the mom. So off jump, I'm like, I'm coming up with I'm coming to the table with baggage.
You guys are, I guess you guys are just nicer people than my homeboys, man. Like, my homeboys are not with the mothers of their children at all. Like, maybe two or three of them are. And, like, even to what you said about, like, developing connections with them, man, some of them motherfuckers ain't developed no connection. Mm-hmm. They didn't give a fuck until the child was born. At that point, they're like, oh, my child's here. Mm-hmm. Let me go see, you know, the birth of my child. But as far as the mother's concerned, they care less.
Well, the thing is, and I don't mean this as a diss to any of your homies, but...
I
hope they don't watch this. But the thing about it is this: is that the person that is in Lawrence's situation that is trying to build with somebody, like Lawrence is actually trying to build with somebody, and the person with that kind of heart—that's
different.
Not trying to fuck. Like, he's not just trying to fuck Issa. Like, he's trying to actually build something. So the person with that kind of heart is going to want to be there for his kid while the mother is you know.
But even with a 22-year-old not wanting to tell people you're dad, like, I don't, I guess it's
Maybe
that's
crazy. No, I mean, understood it for some reason. I get why you wouldn't.
Like, I understand the apprehension, like, damn, will this scare her off if she knows I'm a dad and all that? But I feel like after 2 months, that's also kind of like, and this, you know, hindsight 2020, but it just seems like that's almost as drastic as, like, waiting 2 months would be a scare off just as much as not waiting and telling maybe the first date. But I don't know. I'm just speculating. Well, I don't know what 22-year-old would have
like,
done.
You don't know that this is the person that you want to be with, and like.
And I get that's why I get why you wouldn't. Like, this
tell is
them
a
right
personal
away.
Side of me. I don't even want. I don't even know if I want you to meet my daughter.
I was gonna say that
all could, very fair points. Yeah. Still 2 months.
I could as we're talking about. I'm tapping back into that moment. I and still am, but especially back then, my daughter was 2. I was so protective of her, so it was like, I need to know if you're.
Well, because
but
think
you
about
don't,
it,
they don't have to be involved for them to know you're a dad.
That's true.
Like, they never have to meet her for them to know you're, like, it's very simple to be like, hey, I'm a father, my daughter's 2 years old.
Yeah.
But then you might get the pressure of like, well, why don't you let me meet her? Like,
and remember, you're talking to like the dating with the intention of marriage guy. Okay. Yeah. So for me, it was like, if I'm going to marry you, need to be good with my daughter. So this was all in my head, and I'm 22. So for me, it was like, I'm protective of my daughter. I don't even know if you're qualified to meet her or if this is going to work or last, whatever. And I need to figure this out. This was the first time I dated after her mom. So I was like, I've never even had this conversation before. I don't have any guidance in
you
this
didn't
shit.
No, you're working your way through.
I'm trial and error, literally on the fly. But,
We're getting sidetracked by
but
two
I think
months.
That's a whole I think I'm
that's
sure.
a whole different thing. No, we're getting sidetracked by
And maybe we have to have an episode on like when you discuss this, but either
how long
way
should you wait till you tell people things?
Yeah. And in the end, back to Shay and my niece and her boyfriend, we were all talking.
Yeah.
I guess Shay says that she would stick it out with me and try to make it work. She would welcome being a stepmom, but I also think it's easy for her to say that because she is a step. I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like Issa. There is no way.
It's not happening.
There's no way. And here was one of my biggest reasons why. We talked about how, you know, a lot of single parents nowadays are mothers. Safe to say. So now I'm with my girlfriend, right? And I'm watching your belly grow. And I'm watching you, you know, deal with all that it is to deal with to be pregnant. And I'm not the father. Mm. Selfishly, that's going to mess me up. Yeah. It's really, really going to mess me up. And this is, so then my family says, okay, well, let's say like Shay and I separate. She gets pregnant, has the baby, and then we get back together. Then what? And I was like, I still don't think I could do it, but I will say it would be easier because the pregnancy thing for me, because I've witnessed it, it's an incredible thing. It's a whole different thing. So like, that would mess me up. But I think in that world of Shay already having the baby come to me, say 1 year old, 2 years old, I don't think I could do it. Because we don't even have our own kids yet, and that would like really mess me up. So in the end, I guess I just couldn't do it. Mm. That's what I said.
Yeah, I'm a no go, no sir, no sir. I'm actually surprised that Shan said she would be down, but I mean, we actually had this conversation. And she said that same thing actually when we were on your. On your
unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Yeah,
that was wild.
Yeah, she said. I was like, "That's cap."
Yeah, yeah, that's cap. Well, catch Los up.
Yeah. So we were on JD's podcast, and you know, she was just saying like, "There's nothing that you can do."
Oh, I remember this. And no, I actually do even remember.
If you
this.
Got a girl pregnant, there's yeah. nothing that you I can do. And that. I was like, "Yeah." I don't know about that, but
so one way to find out.
But here's what I'll say: I don't want to call Shan a liar. If she says she can do it, she probably can. I know for myself, can't do it. To JD's point, all the pregnancy thing, that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, we have to realize is that decisions have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you are building with somebody else and starting another relationship and you guys are having unprotected sex.
They were careful because they said that. Lawrence is like, I thought we were careful. And she says we were. So I don't know if they were on unprotected sex and she was on birth control and it happened, but that was context in the season.
And
so.
Still, or even yeah. if they were protected, there is a 1% chance yeah. that this is a consequence of you having sex.
Yeah.
And that is a part of that consequence. Yep. For me, it's like this. It's like, you know, look, I
the
love...
The other part of the consequences, you don't get Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. I love you and I thought we could have something great. But I'm not gonna, I can't build with somebody like that. I know there's people out there who can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I choose for my life what I want to build with.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you then, Jay, because that's where you stand. In that hypothetical world, the second one of you and Shan separate, divorce, and you get back together, and she has a kid already when you rekindle.
It's still decisions. I'm okay. good. You're still you know? Good, okay. I think like, obviously it's a case by case scenario, but for this conversation, I'm going to say, I don't want to do that.
So could you, and if this is just repeating it, just changing it slightly, then that's when you can just tell me, shut the fuck up. But would you date someone with kids?
I don't think that's the same. And it's funny you ask that because I was literally just now in my head kicking that around. Like, is this the same as saying you would date a single parent?
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, I can see myself being more open to that because that's the reality of life.
Yeah.
But that's a different scenario than us already having a scenario together.
I know.
And we had this life planned out that we have agreed on. We took a break. You went and had another man's child. And now we're trying to rekindle this again. Whereas it's like we have history.
Yeah.
You know, with this other woman that had a kid with somebody else that I don't have history with. It's different because you didn't even know me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and it might not have any logical sense, but I just know that decisions like that have consequences. And for some reason, for me, I just would rather, you know, that's just a very difficult ladder to jump on.
Yeah. I said that exact same thing, Michelle. You know? I said, I appreciate what you're saying about the connection, the bond. It's hard to find. Now that this has entered
that bond is gonna be
the
different.
Picture it'll never be the same
yeah
what we created was special and the connection it's never going
we're
to
never
be that
gonna
again,
have that dynamic
ever ever even if I have a beautiful relationship with that child's mom and you guys get, it doesn't matter you and I will never be what we were.
There's gonna be nights, there's gonna be times, there's gonna be moments where you know I'm gonna be bitter and angry towards you. Doesn't matter. I understand it wasn't like malicious and I understand it wasn't your intent, but there's going to be some times and some, you know, low points in our relationship where I'm going to be like,
you had a fucking kid on me.
Exactly. Yeah. And vice versa. If I went and did that, I wouldn't even hold you to that.
Yeah. Lois, give your answer. And then I want to talk about Lawrence's side of things. So, yeah,
I don't think that I could either. And it's really just for all the same reasons that you guys were saying. Like, and part of me, man, it feels like a shitty thing to say because it's not really true, but I'd feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like you knew we were going to get back together. Like, you knew, even though this is completely illogical to think, I know that, I know myself. Mm-hmm. I know that part of me would feel like you knew better. You knew we were going to get better. Like, this is how you do. Like, almost... Remember that Jay-Z line, like, you don't get a nigga back like that. Like, that's how I would feel. Like, so I don't think I could do it for that. And it's interesting because I guess my situation was different. I didn't know the woman beforehand, so we didn't have the history, so no, that's not the same situation. Yeah, I don't think that I could. It's just a tough thing to ask somebody to take on, especially if you're coming back and you're pregnant, right? Like, or they have they already had the kid? Or
no,
they,
at that point,
she's pregnant.
Yeah.
No.
You know what's interesting?
I couldn't do it at this point, no.
What's really interesting about it is that, like, you know, one thing that I have came to in myself is, like, you know, I don't mind if Shan had sex with somebody else while we broken up. But this, as soon as you got pregnant, there is consequences with that pregnancy. Yeah. You have responsibilities to be a mom to this child. Also, the consequences of that is that our love dynamic is different now because it's not just between us anymore. It's shared between the father and that father's family. Yeah. So, like, it's just that's a part of the consequences.
Yeah,
I don't believe in the thought pattern of, like, well, if you're okay with me having sex with other people while we're on the break, you should be okay with me bringing in a baby.
No, that's two different.
Yeah, that's illogical.
Anybody that says that is thinking two different things.
Again, like, to clear a lot of the, maybe if there's confusion, whatever, it wasn't a break. They were, like, done.
They were done, right. They were
separate.
I was just more so speaking to, like, Shan and I's experience, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, one thing that when I said that was cap, a bunch of people in your comments were like, well, you guys are in an open relationship. You should be okay with her bringing home a baby.
That's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, that's different.
An open relationship is, he's not running an adoption agency.
Yeah. it's not a daycare.
It's not a daycare. It's sex, not kids. Yeah. Like, it's two different things.
Yeah. So how would you feel if you were Lawrence? If you got another girl pregnant?
Yeah. So I, and it looked like, cause we don't know too much in the show. Lawrence literally had, two lines with his response when Issa was like, I can't do this anymore. He was like, yeah, okay. Because he knew, right? And I felt
it
I felt that.
Things. You're not the same person at that point. You're a different person now.
I felt that. Yeah. When he gave that, I was like, damn, that's deep. Because I feel it, like, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't expect, like, I didn't plan on this. This is wild. We finally have what we've always wanted. I'm a different, more evolved person now. So are you. Like, they're both of their potentials had arrived and now they were back together and then this wrench and he was just like, she was crying. It was deep, man. It was deep. And I was just like,
did you ever experience anything like that with somebody?
No. And actually me and my homie, we've talked about this before. I remember before I met Shay, like when I was single, he was like, how would you feel if one of your, like, you know, exes, like long relationship exes, like got married or like got pregnant, you know? And I'd be like, I'd be happy for him. There was one that I was like, damn, like, that's wild. You know, it would take me a while to process because, like, we had really planned on that. But I'd be happy for them. But in this case scenario, like, again, I would not expect. Here's the thing. I don't even, not only would I not expect Shay, we'll just go with my personal experience, hypothetically. Maybe edit that out. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, in my specific example, personally, if that were to happen, I would come to Shay and be like,
I get it.
I just found out that so-and-so is pregnant. I do not expect you to, like, I would not give her answer for her, but I would be shocked if she was like, let's work it out. And even if she did, and I'm not here to say, I gotta make Shay's choices for her, but, like, I don't even know if I could make it work with Shay now that this is in the picture, because I'm like, it'll never be, back to my point earlier, it'll never be the same.
The experience you had with Shay prior to this happening, it's a different experience now.
And we don't have a kid together?
Yeah.
And we've been trying? Bro.
Yeah.
I had I met a girl and I didn't know she was pregnant at the time. And then fell for her as she was pregnant, and we never messed around or anything like that, but we would just hang out a lot until about maybe a month or two before she gave birth. At that point we stopped hanging around each other for a minute, and then maybe 6-7 months after she had the child, then we started trying to, like, kind of talk again. But
you couldn't do it?
Well, I mean, like, I tried, but it just didn't work. I feel like there's just too many moving parts. You know what I mean? Too many moving parts. You're too young. Everybody's trying to figure out their life, where they're going, all that shit. Like, it was very confusing. I just remember at that time just being just very confused about how I felt about her, if I thought that I could be a stepdad, like if that's what I wanted, you know what I mean? Mm. And I don't think now, I don't think that I would, I know I couldn't do it now. I could only probably date a woman that had kids if the kids were older.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do younger kids. Yeah, and I have actually dated women who have older kids.
The younger kids are so dependent on you too.
Right, exactly. You know,
like there's the a older kids, man, they go in their room,
they play PlayStation. They might even come. I might play PlayStation. Like, we good. Like, I can, like, we can talk, like, and use normal words. I don't have to, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Like, but you're talking about, like, a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old? Like,
can't do
I
it.
I don't think I got the patience for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, more power
but
to
I'm
you,
not like, ruling anything out either now. Like, you know, I might meet the woman of my dreams if she has a 2-year-old. You know, it might just be what it is, stepdaddy time.
But this
I don't
thing
know.
Is like, and this is why step parents are so special.
They really are.
And because I feel bad for saying that because I have a awesome step. Well, he's my dad. He adopted me.
Yeah.
I mean, legally, he's my dad. He's, you know, technically my stepdad. But, I mean, couldn't have asked for a better one. And it makes me feel like a shitty person to say, like, but I was also like 10 years old when he came into our life. So
he was using normal words with me.
So. Yeah, I was. He didn't have to worry about changing my diaper.
This is decisions, right?
Yeah.
Like they had the goodness in their heart to like sacrifice their life, you know, like in a weird way, not obviously in like in real life, but they had to like really give up a lot of responsibility and time. And there was things that they had to do. Now I'm too selfish for that right now.
Yeah. I will say he did get to hang out with me a lot though. So kind of worked in his favor.
But there's something like this that's very selfless about it.
No, for sure. 100%.
I'm too selfish for that, you know? And to make that decision to say, you know what? I could be a step-parent.
Mm. Bro, step-parents are a different breed in the best way. It's something I'll always admire. I'll always, you know, give them their props because it takes a very special person, especially, again, in like a Shay's case or the women I've dated before, we didn't have our own kids. Mm. Yeah. So it was like, they're just.
Yeah. You have to be very selfless and
patient, understanding,
man. Like, yeah, you got to have a lot of,
they're an angel.
They really, they,
good step parents are hard to find.
They are. They legit are. So,
Or you get a really shitty step-parent.
I was gonna say, I feel like there's probably a lot of like marginal / shitty step-parents.
No, there's 1,000% a lot of shitty step-parents who are just like, man, fuck them kids.
I can't ever think of a time where I told my friends like, man, I fucking hate my stepdad. Whereas I heard that plenty of times from other
growing
kids.
Up, like I hear it all the time.
But
like,
but it's like, I think those are the ones who are like, I didn't sign up for this. Like the step-parent, it's like, fine.
But you kind of did.
But they're like, you don't unless you try, which is it's just true. And at that point, they're probably like, well, shit.
I'm here now.
This is some bullshit.
Well, then you signed up for it. You
know? Yeah, I agree.
You didn't.
Yeah. But I think that in their mind, they're like, I didn't sign up for this.
No, you're right.
Whatever.
For sure. In their head, they're like, this is some bullshit. Yeah. I didn't ask for all this shit.
And to the point of like the 7 billion people on the planet, like when Shay was like, you know, I would, and I was like, babe, there's so many people out here. Like, I already felt like I was coming with baggage with my daughter. Not that it's my daughter's fault, but here we go.
And then let alone you go get another.
And now I got
choices, two consequences.
And I got two kids with two different women, and you're still here. Like, thank you, but you don't have to be with me. I appreciate it,
baby. But I don't want to put you.
I love
that.
You so much to be like, please go get what you deserve. This you didn't sign up for all this.
Yeah, this is different.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that sucks, man.
It's heavy, but
shit.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, I think you guys really summed it up very well when you said, you know, your actions have consequences.
Yeah.
And the way people interact with you, you know, when you have history with them and all that, sure, there's an idealized way that we all want and think that we would act, but the truth of the matter is there's fallout from the decisions that you make, and it's going to impact how people deal with you. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It takes a special, very selfless person to be able to look past what is a conceived fault. And be like, you know what? This doesn't matter.
It's unfortunate.
I can look past
this. It's unfortunate, especially when women go and have babies by deadbeat men, and they skate out on them. Mm-hmm. Now they have this child that they're raising alone, and they're going.
Could have been mine.
And they're going into the dating world, and the reality of the dating world is that it's really hard to find a mate. When you have a kid.
It's hard enough to find one when you don't have a kid.
I was going to say.
Yeah, but it can happen, but it's just the reality of it is. It's like,
tough.
It's tough. It's tough. It takes a special person. Yeah. I mean, if you look at it right here, everybody who chimed in was like, nah, I can't do that.
And those are women. Men
are even more crude.
Oh, man. Like, if anyone had a problem with what the three of us said, I don't even want to know what like, word on the street is. We delicated the shit?
We were delicate.
Yeah.
Delicated. Hey, we got a new one.
Okay.
We handled this topic with kid gloves.
Yeah. But I feel like we laid this down real gently because... Yeah.
It could go bad.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Yeah. I ain't taking care of them damn kids. Right. That's your problem. Fuck out of here.
Right.
There you go. There's your comments.
For real.
All right. So, yeah, I think we wrapped up that little segment right there. Love to know what you guys think in the comment section.
All right.
What's wrong? What did I say? Why are you guys looking at me like that?
Okay, so I got a DM today that I'm going to read off to you guys, and I want to hear what you guys' thoughts are. Okay. I would love to kind of just do a small discussion, just a little bonus here.
Sure.
It says, hey, Jared, I wanted to ask a very personal question to the Enjoy the Podcast crew. I recently got diagnosed with genital herpes, and I'm completely devastated about it. I've watched Shan's video on it, and it helped me, but I wanted to see what your guys' perspective on it was. Would you guys hypothetically date a woman with it? What is your guys' thoughts?
So, since Shan, I've been listening to her quite a bit on this topic, because I wasn't educated at all in the herpes.
I'm right here. I've learned a lot about this in the last
month. I knew the whole, is it one out of four people? I guess I would just find out more information on it. You know, is it manageable? The other thing that I think I heard, I think I know, is that herpes can cause fertility issues, which for me would be a problem because I want to have more kids. Again, I know that there's different levels to it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
I think I could. It would be a very case by case scenario though, right? Like if it was somebody that maybe that I had been interested in, we had, you know, a friendship or something, like we had kind of been, you know, going back and forth, dates here and there. Wasn't like a serious thing, and then maybe we were starting to get serious and the information was brought to me. Mm. At that point, I probably could. At that point, I could. If it was just like presented to me off the jump, like, hey, I probably, at that point, I would probably be like, I'm okay. Because I know now, like, and this viewpoint is very recent.
It's like the pregnancy thing.
It's kind of like the pregnancy thing, but it's similar, but not quite. Like, the information that I've learned over the last few years, because growing up, if you had asked me this 5 years ago, no, off the jump, absolutely not. Because just bad information about, you know, that whole situation. Knowing what I know now as far as, you know, how contagious it is, when it's contagious, all the different aspects that play into that, it's not something that's unmanageable. It's not like this person is some, you know, mutant monster that you can't even touch for fear of being, you know, sick. Like, that's not the case at all. So I would say, because if it was somebody that I cared about, that I was very interested in, that I, you know, maybe knew a little bit and that happened, at that point it would be easy for me to be like, you know what? There's certain things that we're going to have to do to make sure that we're safe and healthy and all that, but it's worth it because I care about you. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't know you when you presented that information to me, like, no, I'm not. In my head now, I'm like, I don't want to have to go through whatever steps, whatever
that makes sense.
Cautions that I'm going to have to go through because I don't even know you. I'd rather just find somebody that does, you know, I don't have to deal with this with.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with the herpes, I could date someone with herpes.
Yeah.
I don't have herpes, just to throw it out there, because like, if you were wondering, is that the reason why? No, the reason why I could.
I didn't know we had to disclaim that.
No, I'm just because I was the only one. I don't
either, if that matters to the people.
No, I was the only one who said I can. And I just wanted to, before I.
But I said I could, too.
Even if they told me off the jump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's like, I don't look at herpes as anything that's this wild thing.
Yeah.
The reason why is because one in six people in the United States has herpes. Chances are I've had sex with someone with herpes.
Mm-hmm. We
chances
probably all have.
You
all
have.
Yeah.
And the reality of the situation is that you have 1 to 2 outbreaks in your entire lifespan. The only time that herpes is actually dangerous is if it goes untreated. If you are honest about it to tell me. I know that you are honest about it with yourself to where you're going to get treated and you probably are not going to pass it on. And even if you did, it does nothing to me if I am on top of it as well.
Yeah.
The other aspect of it is it does not change your life at all. Right. You, like I said, you have one to two outbreaks in your entire lifetime. After that, you won't even see it anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It lives dormant in your body. It does nothing. The only time you can pass it on is if you're shedding. And so I look at it like it's been very stigmatized because of the attribute of it lives with you forever.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, but I think if we can get past that point and understanding that this is not that big of a deal, I can do it. And also too, it's just like, we got to be honest with each other and understand that like, this is a risk going into it. But it, to me, that's not that big of a risk. And I think like, as we get older, like I saw this comedian who was like, he was like saying, oh, actually no, it was in Shan's podcast where she talked about herpes with someone who has herpes, and she put this comedian in there, and he was making a joke where he was like, yeah, you know, I'm in my 30s now. I got herpes. My friends got married. You know, he was like, you know, I think you got two choices. You're either going to get married or you're going to get herpes. It's like, you know, choose one or the other. And then he was like making a joke. It was like, at least mine lasts forever.
Damn.
And then he also said like, he was like, I got herpes because I'm just not a loser. Like, I have sex. So I just look at it. He made it really palatable and funny. Yeah. And that's like, to the person who has, you got diagnosed with herpes, you got herpes because you're not a loser. You are able to get sex. Like, and I just think it's just one of those situations where it's just like, it's not a big deal. And anybody who exactly, anybody who makes it a big deal, like, they're just not educated. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, go out there. You can date, you can find it. And chances are, the person that you're going to talk to is probably have herpes. So you guys just have a conversation together, and then
One in five chance.
Yeah, you might be like,
One in six. It's not guaranteed. It's one in six.
It's a pretty high chance. A pretty high chance. Yeah. And then you guys can bond on it together. Like, oh, well, we don't have nothing to worry about.
Herpes homies.
Yeah. So I say, yeah, I know right now it feels heavy. I know right now it feels like because of the stigma on it, but I think that there's a lot more education going out there right now where the stigma is going to change.
I would say stigma's changed drastically in the last even 5 to 10 years. That's like when I was growing up, herpes was right up there with like AIDS as far as like the things you don't want to get.
Because they last forever.
Thing. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, yeah. Exactly. That's it right there. I was going to say more, but there's nothing else to say. It's last for everything. Yeah.
I think today went really well.
Today went good. I mean, there wasn't a huge debate.
No. Yeah.
But I think that, you know, I think there was a lot of insight because there's different experiences.
They can debate amongst themselves as they watch this and tell us how wrong we are.
It just sucks with our money because I don't know who they're going to choose.
Yeah, I really was expecting.
Oh, huh, we don't really
for this episode.
We all agree on this one.
Yeah.
So is this one a push then? We just don't count this one?
No, now this one is just, who do you like more?
I guess it's a popularity contest. We all agree.
Yeah. There you go. But no, I was actually really surprised that there was no one that would be like, you know what, I was surprised.
Yeah. I thought there was going to be a few.
Especially coming from my household, like the other day, for sure was like ready for it.
And then he's talking to Shan. But
here we go.
I mean, I want to say that I would, but I...
Yeah, if we're being honest.
I know. If I'm being honest, I just don't think that I would.
And we're honest guys.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll be in the situation and I can tell you guys what changes.
Circle back.
I'll keep you posted.
Posted, if anything changes. And keep them posted.
We'll keep you updated.
If you didn't submit your voice note or you would like to give your two cents, you can leave a comment on YouTube or you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts while you're there.
Please do that, actually.
Five stars. I keep saying it. I feel like we're worthy of five stars.
And then also, if you do want to participate in the voice situation, follow our Instagram because that's where we post all of our topics and let you guys know when we need you guys to chime in.
The voting is on our Instagram.
Yeah, the voting for the money pot. And, you know, like I said, some of this bread's coming to y'all, too. So, you know, hey.
And what is our Instagram for the new ones?
Oh, official. No.
Enjoy the podcast official.
Thank you.
One more time.
Enjoy the podcast official.
It's all spelled the way it sounds.
There's no wanky, wonky spellings. There's no zeros for O's or anything like that. So,
no.
Also, go on over to our website, enjoythepodcast.com, and get you a sexy, very very, very. What did JD describe it as? Oh wait, you haven't seen that yet. That's coming soon. it's a very comfortable shirt, and you're really gonna enjoy it if you get it. And you know what? It might be something special for the original holders.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something special for those people who have the shirt before something else happens. I'm not mm-hmm. going to say too much mm. of what's going to happen mm. for those people, but
preach.
Just know that
you're special.
You're special.
You're special.
And your grandma's special.
And your grandma's special. You, so tell her about us.
Oh, yeah. Tell your grandma about us.
I'm going to send us home with the music. Losa's favorite.
Doesn't it feel like you're sneaking?
It does.
No?
No, I'll send him off with it, what he likes. Tell your grandma about us. Thank you for watching. Get caught up on Insecure. What are you doing?
Oh, can we? Oh, damn, I was late. And I put what it happened? On. I didn't get to hear the music.
You want
to
do it again?
Yeah, do it one more time. All right, JD, you got more things to say. Give it to him.
Yes. What have you been doing this entire time? Insecure is back. Make sure you get caught up. Where's Lawrence?
I think Issa and Lawrence should both mutually agree to separate. I think Issa should separate just because pursuing a relationship with someone who's having, you know, a kid with another woman, it's just very complicated. And within the context of the show, she probably wants something not that complicated. And for Lawrence's sake, he's about to have a child, and he should probably just focus on that.
Hey y'all, my name is Froda. I am coming to y'all from Chicago, Illinois. About the situation with Insecure, the baby mama drama, I don't blame Lawrence for what happened. Things happen, and he was on a break with Issa. And let's say if that was me in the situation, I wouldn't really blame my former man's who I'm trying to rekindle with. But that is the deal breaker for me, because I just don't see that for my life. Like, I don't want to be a stepmom at this age when I'm younger, and like, I don't know. It's just my choice, and you're giving me that choice to either stay or dip, and I'm leaving. No judgment to anyone, no hate. Like, I don't think I would be harboring any bad feelings towards anyone, but it's just something that I don't envision for my life.
I would honestly say it would have to depend on the relationship he plans to have with the mother of his child. Is she okay knowing that they're not going to be a family, like as in together? Of course, they're going to always be family because they have a child together. But is she okay with that? Does she know that me and him are back together? Is she okay with co-parenting and not bringing all of the drama that comes along with it? Because that would be the problem. A child is going to be there forever, so you're going to always have this attachment with this woman. But if she's going to be drama filled and want to have a relationship with him and making it hard for him to be with someone else, then no, it would definitely be a not, because I'm not going to deal with that. I don't think anybody would want to deal with that. But if she's okay with co-parenting and understand that they are done, they are just going to be the parents to the child, I don't see an issue with that.
Hello, enjoy the podcast. I just want to say that I truly enjoy you guys so much, and you get me through work every time there's an upload. So thank you so much. But in regards to this scenario, I just have to say that I think it's just easy to just be like, you know what? If I was Issa, I have no strings attached to Lawrence now, so I could just move on and do my life and, you know, just forget everything. But obviously, I think that because soul ties have been, are there, and, you know, she was with him for so long, I think it's very hard to just forget that love. So that's where it kind of gets, you know, sticky. I think that it did hurt Issa, but I think it's just easier for her to walk away, even though it's not easy. I hope I make sense. But I also think that it can work. Honestly, I think it can work if they got together, if there was forgiveness in the relationship, if there's communication within, you know, like no baby baby mama drama, if they're really co-parenting. And I think the relationship could be saved only if it was that way, you know? But yeah, those are my thoughts on this scenario. Love you guys so much.
I know that if I was to be in a situation where my partner and I broke up and then we got back together and he got someone pregnant, I don't think that I would be able to stay with them purely for selfish reasons, because I would want to be the first person they have a kid with. I want to be able to experience that with my man. And knowing that he is now going to experience that with someone else, even though they're not together, he still gets to have that experience with somebody else, and I have nothing to do with it now. And also because I feel that my mental peace would be disturbed on all levels. You know, they now have a connection through the kid forever, and I just don't think that I'll be able to do that. But if I was to meet someone who had a kid already, that would be a different story, because they already established that and we're getting to know each other while he already has a kid. But reverse, I couldn't do it.
Having a baby by someone else is definitely a deal breaker for me. If I was Issa from Insecure, I would definitely be walking away from that relationship, because at this point I would feel like I was the third wheel, like I was the one no longer needed in that equation. Plus, there's nothing really attaching her to Lawrence besides love, and love a lot of times is not enough to keep a relationship going. And if I was Lawrence, that's a little bit tougher. I feel like if it didn't work out with Condola the first time around, then most likely it won't work a second time around. So I don't think I would try and stay in that situation. I would just try and co-parent the best that I can. That's after taking a DNA test, of course.